Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 341, and I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And welcome aboard the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Lauren and I are happy to have you here and happy to have you take the time out of your busy schedule and join us and listen to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate our listeners, so thank you. Well, the Home Base Travel Agent Show is a proud affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. And if you're looking for our website here at the Home Travel Agent Show, you can find it at www.hometravelagent.net or on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. Now, Lorena and I publish the show monthly, and this is the February edition of the show, and we would love to have your feedback. So anytime you wish, you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Well, on this show, we're going to talk about a beautiful location, a location that I've been to a couple times, and Lorraine has been there as well. And our guest is a former podcaster. Actually, he produced a wonderful podcast, and he's no longer doing that. But we are going to be talking about Puerto Vallarta. And our official notice here, we have to get this in. You know, we take no compensation for having guests on our show or for recommending their products. Our guests are invited to the show because Lauren and I believe they offer something of value for the travel professional. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't welcome sponsors here on the show. If you'd like to sponsor the show, please drop me an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. And when we do have a sponsor, you will know about that for sure, because we will indicate that the item or advertisement is a sponsor. So we will leave no doubt. But the guests on our show are not our sponsors. We receive no compensation from them at all. We're just happy to have them. Okay, with that, I want to get on into the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. So we will move right there, right now. Here we go. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is the co-hosted segment, as it usually is. I gotta find something new to say about this segment. Anyhow, we do have Lauren Romero here, and it's a great pleasure to have Lauren with us and on the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we have a special guest. In fact, it's someone that we haven't talked to in a long time, and I know Lauren has gone down to visit this person. But it's been a long time, too, for that. So we're really happy to have him on the show and talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's warm weather. But anyhow, we'll talk a little bit about that. But I think the primary subject of the interview tonight will be, and I'll let Lorraine introduce our guest. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Barry. As always, I'm Lorraine Romero, owner of Sharp Tongue Consulting. I also am a home-based travel agent. Love what I do for a living. And one of the joys that I have in my life is the ability to meet people in different places who are of wide range of different occupations. Paco and I met many years ago due to this same venue, podcasting. I was a listener of his podcast, and we were virtually introduced to one another. And then I had the opportunity of meeting him in person, which made it even better. And we have stayed in touch all these years. Paco is the managing editor for Vallarta Lifestyles Publishing. And he is going to talk to us about what's new, cool in Puerto Vallarta, and also address the fact that we have a new niche market here in the United States. Same-sex marriage, as many of you know, has started to happen more and more in many states. And I personally am excited about the domino effect that is allowing more people to get married. And Paco is going to talk with us about his area and what a great place it is. Paco, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Lorraine. Thank you, Barry. And thank you to all the listeners of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. It is a pleasure to be here with you.
Tell us, Paco, what's new and exciting in your area? It's been a while since I've been down there, and it was a fabulous place to go. I loved it, and I can only imagine it's gotten even better. So tell us what's going on and what's exciting.
Well, here in Puerto Vallarta, there's a bunch of new things that are exciting and other things that are not so exciting. Perhaps a little bit of history might help the listeners understand a little bit of our context. This year, we celebrated the local production of a very important film made by John Huston called The Night of the Iguana. This film brought together major stars like Ava Gardner and of course, Elizabeth Taylor was here with Richard Burton. She was not on the movie, but Richard Burton was. And this whole thing happened 50 years ago. The production team was brought here by agents in LA that were convinced by local people that this would be a good place to do the movie. And the movie was produced locally, and it detonated a bunch of activity for us. It started bringing, it put Puerto Vallarta in the spotlight, and it just became important to us again because we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the movie not even 6 months ago locally. And this was a good time to remember where it all started for us. In the next 50 years, of course, you know, Puerto Vallarta has continued to develop as an important destination for Mexican travelers and certainly American, Canadian, and travelers from all over the world that continue to favor the destination for many, many different reasons. So we've been doing a lot of history in our company. I'm the managing editor for Vallarta Lifestyles Publishing Group, and we are celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. For 25 years, we have been producing destination publications that help us connect travelers with all the beauty and all the wonders of Puerto Vallarta. And of course, the city itself has gone through enormous transformations. Feel free to stop me at any time because I love talking about Puerto Vallarta. One of the things that has been changed recently is our boardwalk was redesigned a couple of years ago. The Malecón, that's what we call it, is one of Puerto Vallarta's most important landmarks. It is this beautiful promenade that you can walk through, and it's located in the center of town. And it is a wonderful experience to walk the Malecón simply because it puts us in touch with the old Vallarta. You know, you walk through the town, you walk through some of the original buildings, and people exercise, people watch the sunset, people like to walk it during the morning time. And one of the nice things about Puerto Vallarta's Malecón is that it features a number of sculptures that have been donated by many different artists. And it's just a beautiful sight. And as a matter of fact, in our magazine, Vallarta Lifestyles, we just published a guide to all the Malecón sculptures that I would love to talk about at some point today. Puerto Vallarta has always been a great beach and fun and relaxing destination. But one of the trends that we also see happening locally is both travelers and the people that bring travelers here have started to notice this differentiation between, again, travelers and tourists. You know, we have people that want to come to Puerto Vallarta to have a nice, let's not do much of anything type of experience and vacation. They enjoy being on the beach. They enjoy relaxing and just having a good old time. But then we're now getting an increasing number of travelers, people that are really genuinely interested in the culture and are interested in seeing what some of the customs and traditions are like. And they can do that through a number of activity providers that take you away from the tried and true tourism destinations. For example, there's a wonderful street food tour in town that is something that allows you to go from taco stand to taco stand and safely enjoy the different types of foods that are commonly eaten by those of us that live here and make a living here. So, and that's just one example of the many different types of activities that you can pursue in Puerto Vallarta.
That sounds wonderful. You know, and now that you've mentioned it, would you talk a little bit about that guide? I went, wow, I have all the memories coming back as we're talking of the Malagon and how beautiful it was. And so your magazine right now has a guide to that, because I think that would definitely be an asset to people.
Well, then if that is the case, I would love to point people to a couple of places. Again, we've been publishing Vallarta Lifestyles magazine for 25 years. It's a quarterly magazine, comes out 4 times a year. And we started making it available free of charge in its digital edition through our website, which is VallartaLifestyles.com. And once a year, we produce, digital supplements through the year. And one of the digital supplements that we just produced has to do with art here in town. And there's a very nice gentleman, Gary Thompson. He's the owner of one of the many art galleries that people can enjoy while they're here. And his gallery is called Galleria Pacifico. And one of the wonderful things about Gary is that he donates his personal time to conduct Malagon sculpture tours free of charge, benefiting the local library. So once a week, you can walk with Gary, who's a sculpture expert himself, and he walks from one sculpture to the next, and he tells the whole story behind them. Well, we approached him about 6 months ago, and we said to him, we would love to collaborate with you on the definitive guide to Malagon public art, and fortunately for us, he accepted. So we included this introduction to the Malagon and its history in the latest print edition of Vallarta Lifestyles magazine, which is available online, and then in the digital art supplement, which is also available online at the same URL address. We have that same introduction plus the history behind all of the sculptures that are located on the Malagon. So for your listeners, if they're interested in getting to know Puerto Vallarta, going to VallartaLifestyles.com will put you in touch with a huge number of our publications that will help you discover some of the most interesting things you can do while you're here.
That's a wonderful resource. Thank you. I know that, as a matter of fact, in 2 weeks, I have a client that's going down there, and I have seen your publication, and it's wonderful. And I'm going to direct him while he's down there to go get one, but having the link will be a really good resource to get him excited about his vacation, which, as you know, having resources such as yourself that's trusted, that's reliable. God, your magazine's been around for 25 years.
That's right.
That's quite the history. Very good.
And then for people that are interested in, you know, let's assume that you're already here or you're going to be arriving in a week or two, you know, this might be of interest to your client. We also produce a weekly email newsletter. We find that our website continues to be a very important place for people to discover things. But then we are also getting a lot of people that are producing shows, art exhibitions, and all kinds of public events that we list in calendar format in our weekly newsletter, which you can also subscribe to free of charge at the same website. So that's another resource that people that are coming to Puerto Vallarta may want to keep in mind.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit, has this rising of the honeymoon market has affected tourism in your area?
Well, the honeymoon market has always been a huge part of the Puerto Vallarta experience. A lot of large 5-star hotels and also boutique hotels are prepared to welcome wedding parties of 2 or 200 or even larger. Many of the hotels have very experienced professionals that are trained to take care of every single detail as it relates to the perfect wedding or the perfect honeymoon. When it comes to niche markets like the gay and lesbian market, for example, now that everybody's getting married up north, well, everybody's getting married in Mexico too, as more and more states are legalizing gay and lesbian marriage as well. So, and Puerto Vallarta, of course, has been a gay and lesbian destination of choice for many, many years. So again, whether you're gay or straight and you just want to find a perfect place to have a honeymoon, there are so many choices in terms of experience and lodging and so many people that are ready to take care of you. It really is a great place to celebrate such an important time.
Well, this is wonderful. Do you mind touching on a little bit about an area that's close to my heart, Barry? It may be also your heart also, but some interesting areas to eat. You'd mentioned a street food tour. Now, that sounds like something I would want my clients to be able to know about.
I'll be happy to do that. You know, Puerto Vallarta has been a great dining destination for many, many years, from top-notch gourmet restaurants to little places that only locals know about. Puerto Vallarta has several food festivals throughout the year. The two most important are the Gourmet Festival, which happens in November, which is a very, very elegant, sophisticated food and dining event. Then we also have a two-week event in May called Restaurant Week, which we happen to produce, so I can't help but to plug it, in which people that are visiting Puerto Vallarta during the second half of May have this opportunity to experience great food through fixed menus at reduced prices. And what I was talking about earlier, and I have to plug my friend Eric Wichner, he has a website called VallartaEats.com. And what he does is he takes you through a walking tour of one of the most happening neighborhoods in Puerto Vallarta, which is Emiliano Zapata. In fact, that's also where the gay community likes to hang out and where a lot of the art galleries and fine restaurants are located. But what he does is he has chosen a dozen places that you can trust. You know, a lot of times people come here and they think, well, we don't want to try the local food because we're going to get sick. And people try, people talk about this thing called Montezuma's Revenge. Well, you know, that's something that's bound to happen from time to time. But the very nice folks of Vallarta Eats have pre-selected choice places where you can try a lot of the street food. And of course, you're walking through a very traditional Mexican neighborhood. So all kinds of questions are bound to come up, like, you know, what is minimum wage and how do we make it through a day and what do we do for fun and so forth and so on. And taking one of these food tours is a great opportunity to get to know how to eat and where to eat like a local. So it's a shameless plug. VallartaEats.com. It's a wonderful experience.
Oh, I think that sounds like a great resource, Barry. We're going to need to make sure to be able to put that as well as for Paco's publication in our notes.
I will. I've got that. Got that down.
Are you already looking at the website and getting hungry?
No, unfortunately, I just ate supper. So. How about tours? You know, when I was down there, I've been down there a couple of times, and there were some really nice tours. We took a nice tour up up into the mountain area on horseback, and then another tour up into the mountain area and had some great food. I think that was the purpose of the tour. And, of course, we took the pirate ship. It's been a long time ago, so I'm not sure what has changed in terms of the tours in the area.
Well, you know, we have all kinds of different tours, and some of them are seasonal. For example, during the winter months, we have whale-watching tours. It's a great whale-watching destination. In the fall months, we have turtles, you know, the large sea turtles that come to our beaches to lay their eggs. And this is a very important activity, one that we try to protect very much. There are mountain tours. There's a lot of canopy rides in which you can glide through treetops. There is hiking. There is mountain biking. And then there are tours through which you can visit different places, because there's a number of daytime destinations near Puerto Vallarta. There's a company called Superior Tours, that takes you to a number of villages that are located north of Puerto Vallarta. And you can explore little towns and get a sense as to what life may have been in Puerto Vallarta several decades ago. So there is something for everybody. We have a wonderful botanical garden, which is the Vallarta Botanical Gardens. This is less than a decade old. And in less than 10 years, the very nice folks at the Botanical Gardens have created one of Puerto Vallarta's most important destinations and attractions. They've even started a new annual festival called the Bougainvillea Festival. And that's a very interesting story, because what they started doing some 3 or 4 years ago is they started planting bougainvilleas all over the city, knowing that 3 or 4 years later, the plants would have grown, and whenever they hatch, they beautiful flowers blossom. And they did this inspired by the Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington, D.C. Well, 3 years have passed, and now all of a sudden, during certain times of the year, you see these wonderful bougainvillea plants, you know, creating beautiful colors in our landscape. So every year now, during the month of May, we have this new activity to look forward to. Puerto Vallarta also now has the Mardi Gras parade. We have a nice, wonderful, huge festival that is coming up in a couple of weeks. So there's certain things that are great sometimes of the year, and there are wonderful things available throughout the year.
Excellent. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful destination. So Paco, you live in such a lovely area. Where do you go to go vacation when you're not in Puerto Vallarta?
That is such a great question. Well, you know, I will definitely try to gravitate away from the beach, because for better or for worse, we're very, very blessed being surrounded by such beautiful beaches and spectacular sunsets. The connectivity from Puerto Vallarta to other parts of Mexico is better and better each and every day. It's very easy for people that want to experience more of colonial Mexico, for example, to take a four-hour bus ride and visit Guadalajara, which is the capital of our state, Jalisco, where, you know, you can find a completely different type of Mexico than what you see here. You find concerts and museums and art galleries and a lot of colonial and urban sophistication. So I love to visit Guadalajara whenever I can. And the flip side of that is that even though it seems weird to go from one beach place to another, is there are some amazing remote villages south of Puerto Vallarta that you can only reach by boat. And I know that you and I spent some quality time in one of those villages. So for the people for the Robinson Crusoes out there that really, really want to escape from it all and have a really good time without internet or without all the modern commodities, there are great places where you can truly, truly escape and have a wonderful primitive vacation. Well, not primitive, because, you know, there's beautiful hotels in these towns that will cater to your every need, but you are truly disconnected from it all.
Absolutely. And yes, that will always hold a special place in my heart. I live in a lovely area that's safe. And, you know, I always cringe on the news when they're always talking about the violence and this and that and everything. It's like, really? You know, it's kind of like when they're talking about the earthquakes in California, for example. No, you know, things happen, and, you know, overall it's wonderful. And, you know, I am so grateful that you and I have developed a relationship. And it did start, as I mentioned, because of the media that we are on right now, because of podcasting. And you did wonderful podcasts that were very informative. There's a little part of me that still wishes you would do that. However, I understand you only have so much free time in your life.
I appreciate that remark. And you touched base on something that is really important, and I'm sure is important to some of your listeners, this whole issue of safety. You know, and you said it quite eloquently, there is no place in the planet, I think, where you're completely safe. you know, anybody that is a well-traveled person, and even if you're not, you know, the best thing that you can practice whenever you go to a new place is common sense. You know, Puerto Vallarta is a fairly safe destination. It's very unlikely that something horrible will happen to you unless you go exploring in parts of the city where, you know, if you were in New York or Boston or Chicago or Hawaii, you would not go to. So Puerto Vallarta is no different. You know, the areas that are destined for tourism in our city are areas in which it's very unlikely that something is going to happen to you. And certainly people take care of that, and people come to Puerto Vallarta and leave Puerto Vallarta with wonderful memories. So it's a great place to visit.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Barry, I know you're out there.
I am here. I keep muted because I'm typing while Paco's talking, and I don't want everybody to hear the clicking. Beach life. You touched on beach life, but you know, being here in Michigan and near some of the best beaches in the world, and unfortunately they're not available to us most of the year. So I do like beach life. What's happening in terms of beach life down there?
Well, you know, there's always some good stuff going on. For example, just 1 hour north of Puerto Vallarta is a small surfing destination called Sayulita. And there is a real estate development company up there. They're called Punta Sayulita. And they're a very, very special company because what they're doing in terms of development is very ecologically responsible. And because they realize that their best asset is the town itself, they created several years ago the Punta Sayulita Surf Classic. And it is an annual surfing competition that it's a 3-day long event, and it is a total party. Because you get surfing competitors from all over the world, and it's a great place to visit. And that is one of the big beach things that we have going on. We are in the middle of a huge bay, one of the five largest bays in the world. So we have some spectacular beaches here. There are beaches that are very urban, and as such, you have all the modern commodities like cocktails and food and beverages within your reach. We also have great beaches for surfing, and there are, you know, desert island type beaches where you can get away from it all and just have a quiet day by yourself and have a good time. So there's a lot of varieties.
So there's any kind of beach life you would like there, and that sounds good to me.
Pretty much. I mean, we don't have any kind of topless beaches per se. Although, you know, you can certainly find a lot of nooks and corners where you can do that if you want. There are beaches where camping is allowed. Other beaches, particularly those in the more urban areas, camping is not allowed. But I mean, there really is a beach experience for everyone and anyone. And living in Puerto Vallarta, you know, for example, I lived 2 blocks away from the beach. And if I want to go to the beach and spend the whole day knowing that all I have to do is raise a finger and a nice dish of guacamole and chips and a huge drink are going to come to my attention in 5 minutes or less, I can have that experience within a few blocks of my house. If, on the other hand, I want to sit by myself with my own umbrella, bring my picnic bag and an audiobook or something like that without being disturbed, I can have that experience as well. And it's all within the city, so it's truly, truly wonderful.
And for the home-based travel agent, your magazine is probably a great resource for them to use and work with their clients in terms of designing a particular vacation.
Well, we'd like to think so. There's this particular section in the magazine, which is featured in every issue, called Activities A through Z. So we always keep that there because, you know, we want people to come to Puerto Vallarta and realize that there's all these variety of things that you can do while you're here. And it's a smart thing because, you know, we want people to really get a huge bang for their buck while they're here. And we want people to leave happy and return happy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have to say, Paco, you are such a good example of the people that are down there. I mean, you're friendly, you're warm, you're bilingual, which helps ugly Americans like me. You're very comforting and generous and kind. And that was my experience of being down there, just from the average person that was there. The restaurants were amazing. The art was phenomenal. And as you mentioned about the Malagon, that I took pictures all over the place because I just fell in love with the art. Tell me, you who's not working, what other special talents do you have when you take off your managing editor hat? What do you do for fun and to express yourself?
Well, I've always, I'm a trained musician, and that's something that I've been touching base on a lot lately. 2 years ago, we started becoming one of the many subscribers, cities that receive the live broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera from New York City on Saturdays. We now get those in our theater. So I've been doing a fair amount of music lecturing, introducing people to opera. Then I started lecturing at a couple of colleges and universities. And Puerto Vallarta has an amazing youth orchestra in a school that goes along with it. So one of my most important and most fulfilling activities while I'm not in the managerial desk is to make connections between visiting musicians and the Puerto Vallarta Youth Orchestra students and their faculty and that entire community. And what we do is we get there's a lot of visiting musicians that come to Puerto Vallarta. Some of them come from the States, others come from other parts of Mexico. And I'm talking classical, jazz, pop, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the local music students are like sponges. They want to learn as much as they can about music. So it's been a true pleasure to make that connection between visiting musicians and the local music students, because it keeps them inspired and it keeps them being true to their instrument and to the craft that they're learning. You know, the school is funded by donations only and a couple of very charitable individuals. So the students are always very, very appreciative of that. So I'm doing a fair amount of music lecturing lately. I'm doing a little bit of paddleboarding because it's always a lot of fun to do that. After all, we are here in a beach destination. And that's pretty much what I've been doing lately, Lorraine.
Excellent. See, that we need to do a podcast so that we can catch up. That's perfect.
Well, something that a lot of us do down here and we're very mindful of is good karma. I mean, you touched base on something, and I really appreciate your very kind words about my attitude towards visitors. You know, there are a lot of people down here. We realize that, you know, the best part we put out of ourselves to help people have a good experience while they're here, you know, it just brings out good karma. It's that simple.
Yeah, that's a perfect way of putting it. Perfect. Are there any other areas you would like to cover before we sign off?
Well, I think I have touched base on all the things that you wanted to hear about. If you're in town and you want to take the taco tour, I thoroughly recommend it. And I also want to recommend, again, if you're trying to do some touring around Puerto Vallarta and other areas, my friend Astrid's company, Superior Tours Vallarta, their website is superiortoursvallarta.com. They have everything from regional experiences in towns that are near Puerto Vallarta. They have tours that are three-day shopping trips to Guadalajara, for example. So let's say that you're in Puerto Vallarta for a whole week or for 2 weeks. And then you want to get a taste of something else. You know, these are tours that are offered on a regular basis and will also give you a glimpse of a different kind of Mexico. And, you know, if I had a wish for every tourist that comes and visits us, it would be that you realize that Mexico is not just the beach destination. Puerto Vallarta is a great starting point for people. But sooner or later, you want to see what the rest of the country is like. And there, it's a fascinating country full of great destinations and great, many, many different types of experiences.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Barry, did you have any lingering questions?
I don't believe so. I think we've covered it all, and it's been an excellent, great information about Puerto Vallarta. And sitting here listening, it brings back some very fond memories of the place for me as well.
Well, make sure that you let me know you're down here again, Barry. I'll make sure to pitch in and buy a couple of cervezas and have them with you if you want.
Oh, I love iced tea.
There you go.
Well, wonderful. Paco, would you mind one last time, how can people either reach you or, you know, the Vallarta Lifestyles website? And please feel, again, to plug your friend. It's totally okay. Sounds like it's a wonderful resource, and I think people really would want to be able to hear it again, and Barry will definitely put it in the show notes.
Well, again, I started by mentioning our very own website. I gave you a URL for VallartaLifestyles.com, which is actually not the main page. The main page for us is virtualvallarta.com. But your listeners can go to either URL and end up in the same website, just different sections. Again, I spoke about Eric Wichner's wonderful Vallarta Eats. He is at VallartaEats.com. And I also suggested SuperiorToursVallarta.com. And I also mentioned Punta Sayulita. And the website for them is PuntaSayulitaSurfClassic.com. It's a little bit longer, but the festival's coming up. It's March 7 to 9. So it's right around the corner. It comes back every year. And, of course, we're always available. There's a contact form on the website for virtualvallarta.com where we love to hear from people. And whenever we can, we are more than happy to point people in the right direction so that they can have a great time while they're here.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much, kind sir. Barry, if our listeners would like to reach you, what is a point of contact for you?
Well, they can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And Laureen?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com. That's sharptongued at mac.com. And I would love for people to friend me on my Facebook page, which is Laureen R, or even better, go to my Sharp Tongue Consulting Facebook page. I would love to have more likes. So thank you, gentlemen. Paco, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really
it's a pleasure.
Hope that we see one another in person again one day soon. And thank you again for being so valuable to the tourism industry. You really are the face of Puerto Vallarta in my mind.
Thank you so very much to the both of you, Laureen, Barry, and thank you to the listeners of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We're always here. We're happy to answer questions.
Well, thank you, Paco, and thank you, Laureen, for being a part of our show. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate all the work that Laureen puts into finding the guests for our show. And this is the February edition. We'll be back here in March, and we're going to close out the show here with warm wishes. Actually, that's about all I can do here from Western Michigan. It's been very cold, and I understand another cold snap is on its way, so it's hard to take. So I wish you all a happy spring. Hopefully it gets here soon. Until then, travel safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you next month, everybody.